He's been awful quiet so far. Dr. Bob Bamba in the studio with his wife, Pam. And we've been listening to she recounts just how God used the ministry of the Passion Play on a local level to first get her to work with her keyboard. Praise God for that. And then began thinking about what would this be like to take it back to the Philippines. An answer for prayer. I tell you, as we're sitting here in the studio together today, seeing your faces is truly an answer to prayer. God putting all of the pieces together. Now, there are other faces on the other side of the world in the Philippines. One day we look forward to meeting them. But in the meantime, Pastor Bob, or Brother Bob, Dr. Bob, I've been talking to so many pastors the last couple of days. This is Dr. Bob Bamba sitting in the studio with us today. Just reflect for a moment, you know, in the transfer of the ministry, even when we're down, and you can speak to this perhaps better than anybody I've had in the studio so far, because we're talking about COVID. We don't know where it's going. We don't know when travel will be opened or restored again. But in the meantime, there's nothing stopping us from recording some videos that could help them train on the other side of the world.
Right, yeah. So if you have listened to my wife earlier, she mentioned that the Philippines is really an archipelago of more than 7,000 islands. And that in itself presents a lot of barrier, not just in terms of distance, but also, let's say, you know, language. There's more than 70 dialects in there. So, you know, we have to overcome that barrier. We have to overcome transportation. We have to overcome all of that. And when you approach me with this idea of, you know, doing the video stuff, that usually, you know, it lit up the lamp in my head. Like, oh yeah, that would be a great training tool because, you know, if we just tell them to watch videos on YouTube, they would just see the play and not what goes behind, you know, to producing that play.
Oh.
And this will be great training videos if we can produce that, put it out there, and people all over the world can see this. You know, like in our hometown, we don't have to travel, and you know, there would be universal language in their music and play and all that, and you know, the dealing with infrastructure stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and people locally, wherever they may be watching the video, they can have an idea of what the finished product would be, but then tailor it locally as to, because there may be differences in like construction materials, construction processes and all of that, you know, so that gives them really an idea of how to go along about producing the whole play. And I think that would be the beauty of what this training videos can do for us.